Matthew 2, verses 1 through 6. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Who were these wise men? How did they know about the Messiah? What kind of a star did they see? How did they associate the star with the Messiah? Were there really three of them, named Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar? When did they get to Jerusalem? A whole plethora of questions are simply unanswered in Scripture. It's as if God is turning our focus, adjusting our focus to say, okay, this is the one question that you need to know, that I do answer. Here is the wisdom that finds the newborn king. I've read more hypotheses about the Bethlehem star than I could relate this morning. The Christian astronomer Kepler, in 1605, saw a conjunction of Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. He suggested that since this recurred every 80 years, its conjunction in 6 BC must have been the Bethlehem star. But why would men skilled in the study of stars refer to a grouping of three planets, which were never close enough to appear as one, as his star, signaling an event unique in all history? Others suggest it was a comet or a moving light. It's unlikely the word of our text was used in that wide of a sense, but rather this was truly a star. Perhaps a rare but spectacular supernova star blazing up with a brilliance that can be seen even in daylight. Finally, the only thing we really know about this star is that it was a celestial birth announcement worthy of the King of Kings. The heavens show forth his glory, even when men won't. How did these wise men from the east find out about this very special King of the Jews? Obviously, they didn't travel all those miles for the birth of a regular prince in a subjugated Judean province. Well, you remember Balaam. He was a magi from the east, and God used him to foretell, in Numbers, a star shall come out of Jacob. Daniel was the appointed head of the Chaldean magi, and certainly left behind a stirring testimony of the coming Christ. One way or another, there was a star that gave greater light to the Magi than the most brilliant nova can, and that star was the Word of God. The star in the sky guided them only to Judea, but the priests and scribes announced that the star of God's Word gives the light for the wise men to find the Christ child, gives the light for us to find also this eternal God became flesh. Surely, in some way, it was through the Scriptures that the wise men originally found out about this king, who was coming not with armies or taxes, nor with a new improved program to make America great again. In the Scriptures, they learned of a king who came with righteousness for all, through his perfect obedience to the will of his Father in our place, through his death for our sins, through his blood. We are given the glory and riches of his heavenly kingdom. They were willing to cross the deserts to find the cradle of such a king. And coming to Jerusalem, they supposed then that everyone would know where he was. But they were actually taught that men by themselves can never answer that one great question of life, but only the Word of God. God casts aside all the other questions to teach us this one lesson. The King of Righteousness is found only in the Word of God. And yet, it is this very question about the source of wisdom, the authority of Scriptures, that is often attacked by even so-called Christian churches in our day. Does the Word of God have the right and authority to rule all faith and life? Or does man know better? It can only be one or the other. Either Christ is God and Lord, bringing us salvation in His Word, a Word that has no lies, or else we must join Pilate in that swamp of what is truth. The Lord makes it clear that even though the scribes and the priests apparently did not go with the wise men, did not come and find Christ, yet it was not the failure of God's word. He had given them all the information they needed. He's given us all the information we need. 2 Peter tells us that God's word is the bright star, the more sure word of prophecy that guides us to Christ. Through it, the Lord has shined in your hearts with the very wisdom of the Spirit, a wisdom that natural man cannot perceive, a wisdom 1 Corinthians declares so glorious that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. May God ever gives you the wisdom that finds our King in His Word. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 127, stanzas 1 and 4.